This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are about ready to tip it off here in the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament live at Cunningham's. Doors are open. Food and drinks being served. Come on down and enjoy a couple of the greatest days of basketball this Thursday and Friday where it's wall-to-wall and everybody's playing. It's fun time. So come on down. Hope you got signed up for the Doug and Daddy Bud Light Bracket Challenge. I think it has been shut down. If you try and jam one in here in the 5 minutes, maybe you've got a chance. But whether you did get in or not, we hope that you are successful in your bracket. Don't forget to stop by Cunningham's. TVs everywhere, even in the courtyard this weekend. And, of course, a little break maybe from basketball after it's all done tonight. It's comedy night. There's two shows. Early show at 7:30 and the late show at 10:30 when most of the basketball will be done. So you can spend the whole day here at Cunningham's and watch basketball, get great food, great beverages, enjoy some comedy. It's all right here. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you, and we'll take a look at our brackets here in just a couple of moments. Also coming up on the show today, we're going to talk with Bob Lutz of the Wichita Eagle, Wichita State and Kansas. Of course, both will be in Omaha for the opening regionals tomorrow. And we'll also catch up with Dan Hoppen. He is going to join us to talk a little Big Red baseball. And, of course, with the name Hoppen, you got to talk a little basketball as well, don't you, Jimmy?
Got to. Yeah, with that last name.
So we're looking for a good fun day today. And lots of other things. Spring sports gets underway today for the high schoolers around the area, so we wish all of them the very best of luck. Some All-American honors coming out. Jim Boeheim speaks to the media today. And, you know, I'll start there, then we'll do our brackets, then we'll get into our guests. Jimmy, I don't know if you got to see or listen to any of the press conference this morning. And Colin Cowherd just, I don't know, again, isn't Boeheim been a guest of his? Does he throw him under the bus? He compares him to Calipari and Jim Calhoun and things like that. But it always just, I guess, seemed to me that Jimmy Boeheim was a stand-up, upright guy. Is he not? I mean, he has got friends that are the top of the league. I mean, when you're coaching USA basketball and you have been afforded all the opportunities that he has been afforded and won the game, he's not a scumbag. So all of a sudden, I'm supposed to believe that he is a cheater, that he disregards what his players' well-being. I'm sorry, but in this case, I can't buy it. And I'm glad to see Boeheim stand up a little bit today and fight this just a little bit. He's not saying that some of the things didn't happen, but I think the one thing is he just wanted to stand up and go, really? You think I had a lack of institutional control? Hogwash. If he did, the place would be in shambles.
Well, I'll tell you what it'd be. An example of that would be like if you were, Doug, if you were in charge of employees and some of your employees decided to do something incorrect and you don't know about it. But until they're only there for 4 years, they leave after 4 years or 3 years, in some cases 2 years or 1 year, and then your employees did something incorrect, and then all of a sudden you find out later, hey, we didn't handle this right. I didn't know they were doing this. You have a couple players that go out and they cheat on a test. Does that mean you weren't in charge of the players? You know, so I understand what you're saying. I don't know exactly what he had control of and what he thinks. Hey, maybe this is my fault. This area, maybe I should have done a better job with this. But some areas, you can't control that. I mean, hey, you know, I've taught driver's ed for 32 years, Doug. And one of the things we talk about is, hey, make sure you wear your safety belts. You know, that doesn't mean every kid's going to go out and wear their safety belt. You know what I mean? So I understand what you're saying, Doug. But I want to know what he maybe did incorrectly. He might have done some things incorrectly. And I'm not saying he looked the other way. You know, I'm not – because that's entirely different. But there might have been some things that he thought, ah, dang it, this sounds fishy. I better look into that pretty good. And you look at, you know, Joe Paterno in his career. You know what I mean? I mean, was he – how much involved was he in that? I mean, he thought he did the right thing. He thought he took it under control and stuff. So, but, you know, the bottom line is when you're the top dog, you're the guy in charge, and you're going to have to take stuff just like a high school principal, you know, in a school system. Hey, when things go wrong there and the kids act up and do things incorrect, the bottom line is somebody's got to step up and say, hey, yeah, this is our fault. We're going to have to do a better job of that. So, yeah, I kind of agree with you, Doug, though. Over 40 years, he thought he did a pretty good job. 50 years, whatever he was there, 60, whatever the number was, whatever. It's an unknown. And Tom Osborne, we look at him in our state and look at the things he did and how well he handled people and whatever. But, boy, he took a lot of criticism for the Lawrence Phillips thing. You know. So, go ahead, Doug.
No, that's true, but rightly so. That was a little bit different situation. But just your thoughts. You can join us on the program today, 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. You can always tweet the program at ESPN 1460 1550, at ESPN 1460 1550. And, of course, the email address for the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Did you watch the games last night?
Yeah, I watched. You know, I didn't watch the first one, Doug, as close to the Robert Morse game, but I did watch the end of the last game, and with John Higgins refereed the game he had.
So what'd you think?
No way is that a foul. That guy
at
the end of the game, yeah, there was no way that was a foul. Remember that the commentator said that's a foul all the time. There's no way. Most referees always pass on that. That player, the defense made a little move at him. If he'd have gone a little quicker,
yes.
If he'd have gone quicker with his jump shot,
no doubt.
Then he would have drawn that foul. But by the time that he shot the ball, the defender has already stopped his movement and straight up. But yeah, go ahead. What were you saying?
I thought the North Florida Robert Morris game was entertaining because it had all the swings and it had offense. They're talking about that the last 24 hours, offense, 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 which obviously is more fun than 38-36. But I thought that Dayton-Boise State game, and I don't say this very often, I just thought it was crap. I thought it was horrible. It was terrible. If Providence, and that's the problem, they'll probably shoot lights out next game. If Providence doesn't win by 25 tomorrow, then I'll be disappointed. That was a terrible basketball game. Dayton's playing at home. They get all this, oh, it's unfair, it's unfair. And then you watch, the thing that still grinds me a little bit, Jimmy, is you watch players in situations that don't know what to do. And that was an exact spot. I mean, that was exactly what you're talking about. He got the defender in the air. What was he waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just that last 4 seconds. You watch the last four minutes of that game.
Well, the possession before when they threw the ball away, that was a very poor. You know, Doug, I'm going to say one thing, that, and I'm in the minority of this, and as a coach, when I looked at players and I looked at the other team, and if they had the best team, I wanted to shorten the game. And there was nothing more exciting than us playing a team that was 21-1. And we're 13-6 or 13-7, and we beat them by a point or two instead of running up and down the floor and getting beat 69-47. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you come to one of those games and tell me how you feel about the last minute of the game when it's tied now, and you've played them twice before and you got your ass kicked.
Yeah, but that wasn't the case last night.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, there's some.
I agree with you.
But when you're not, I mean, what I'm saying is, hey, tonight, I don't know who it's going to be. I don't know who it's going to be, but when a 15's playing a 2, or North Dakota's playing Gonzaga, North Dakota State's playing Gonzaga, and all of a sudden they shorten the game down and Gonzaga can't get their shots off, and it's 46-44, that's an exciting game. Most exciting game I saw was Princeton-Georgetown. What did Princeton do the whole game?
Yeah, and that was, you know what? That was still 50-49.
Yes.
That was still 50-49, which in that day and age was low scoring. In this day and age, that's called a Virginia win.
There you go. There you go.
There's a short 30-for-30, and Dirk Chatland, if you read his mad chatter this morning, there's a reference to that. There's a neat – I actually took the time to watch it. You know, the 30-for-30s that you see on ESPN are hour-longs. They just did a short. It's about 12 minutes. If you get some time, maybe during halftime of one of the games today or any time, or just go to omaha.com, read Dirk's article, some good stuff there again. Notre Dame and Northeastern getting ready to tip off in the first game of the tournament. Iowa and Alabama-Birmingham will be next. Then they'll go at 12:40 with Baylor-Georgia State. Then quite a few games this afternoon. They've done a job where they can spread it out and pretty much guarantee at least there's one game going from 11:15 this morning until about 10:30 tonight when Georgetown takes on Eastern Washington. Jimmy, spell for me your entry.
Oh,
what's the name?
Steel.
S-T-E-A-L.
T-H-E-L-E-A-D, still the lead. You not see it in there?
Uh-oh.
That's bad news. You think I didn't get in?
Oh, maybe you're on the next page. Maybe that's the problem. See, I don't know how to run computers very well either. So I'm looking for you, man. That's good. We've got a lot of entries for the Doug and Daddy Bud Light Bracket Challenge, and we appreciate everybody that's in. We are going to let you know what our selections are. Mine is listed under Sports Dude if you're on our Doug and Daddy bracket, so you can see what's going on out there. And there, like four below, is Jimmy's Steal the Lead. So there you go. Now, if I can figure out how to click on it and look at yours, I'll be able to tell what your picks are.
What took me about 4 hours to figure out how to get into the website and to do it yesterday? No, it didn't take me that long, but it seemed like, you know, if my son would have been home, we could have done it in about 38 seconds, you know, but it took a little time and a couple phone calls.
So what do you think? Should we take a look at the brackets?
Well, yeah, Doug, go ahead. I went with Kentucky to win the tournament, and that was not how I'm going to win the tournament if I win this contest. It wasn't because Kentucky's going to win it, because I would guess over 50 to 60% of the people, and you could look that up, will pick Kentucky to win the thing. Even though they're only about a 40% chance of them winning it, I did go with Kentucky all the way. But what I tried to win the bracket was by having SMU finish second. That's the one that what percent of the people are going to have SMU in the finals? I would think that would be my real upset pick. The rest of them are pretty much chalk going in, it looks like that. But if SMU gets second, I'll probably have a pretty successful tournament.
Well,
or first, they can win it.
We had that talk on Monday, and I was pretty I agreed with you on SMU, and then the more I looked at it, I mean, I think they can win a couple of games. And I think the matchup with Iowa State can be a good one, basically because I think Iowa State, if they get behind SMU, I don't think SMU and Coach Brown and the experience, I think that plays a lot into this. And as you mentioned, there's some teams last year that got beat, got upset, that are going to make sure, or didn't get in SMU's case, they're going to make sure that they make a run. And I think that's why I've softened a little bit on my Oklahoma stance. Again, I would not be shocked if Albany upsets them in the first round. But just because Oklahoma was a little bit higher, lower, whatever you want to say, they're a three, and they shouldn't have been a three. They should have been more like a five. But that doesn't mean they're a bad basketball team. I suppose if they were a five, maybe I'd feel a little bit better about them. But I look at that East bracket, Jimmy, and I think that is the easiest one to advance on. I've been a fan of Virginia. It's the one with Villanova, Virginia, Oklahoma, and Louisville, and Northern Iowa, and people, there is a reason that they think Michigan State might win quite a few games. I think by far that is the easiest region.
No doubt. Absolutely no doubt when you looked at the thing as far as advancing and having a chance to go on. It looked to me when Kansas was the two seed and Notre Dame the three seed, a lot of people maybe would have took Kansas and a Notre Dame if they would have been in the East bracket. But, you know, since they're stuck with Kentucky, they're kind of like everybody's going, oh, you know, I don't know how far I want to pick anybody. I mean, I wonder how many people have Cincinnati and Purdue advancing too far in the tournament since they have to play Kentucky in the second game. I mean, it's pretty hard to take those two. You don't even know who's going to win the first game, let alone then take a shot that they're going to beat somebody. But, you know, this year, for some reason, Doug, I thought the one seeds and the two seeds were quite a bit different than the four and the fives. You know, I mean, I thought there was a big difference between how good the ones and two are and the fours and fives. You get a lot of teams that lost 9 and 10 games that have nice seeds. You know, they lost 9 and 10 games.
I filled out quite a few brackets, I'll be honest, but the theme in most of my brackets is I just couldn't pick Virginia to lose early on. I couldn't pick Duke to lose early on. I couldn't pick Wisconsin to lose early on. And as much as you would like to think that a Purdue could shock the world by beating Kentucky, I just don't see it happening. I don't see how Maryland doesn't win their first two. Again, anybody's there for an upset, no doubt about it. But my my kind of Sweet 16 looks like this. In the Midwest, I'm all chalk. I got Kentucky playing Maryland and Kansas playing Notre Dame. Then I've got Wisconsin playing Arkansas and Arizona playing Mississippi. I know you liked Baylor a little bit, but Mississippi is the one double-digit seed that I took into the Sweet 16. And again, when you get a chance to watch them play in that first four game, maybe that shows that they can score points. And if Baylor and they get up and down a floor, you never know. In that East, I went with the chalk again. I've got Villanova playing Louisville and Oklahoma playing Virginia. And then down there in the South Division, in my bracket of sheet of integrity, I've got Duke playing Utah. And I've got Iowa State playing Iowa. And it might be the only sheet that I filled out that has Iowa because, you know what, every tournament has to have intriguing stories. And as much as Wichita State, Kansas would be intriguing, so would Iowa, Iowa State. To go to the Elite Eight, Kentucky to play Notre Dame, with Kentucky advancing to the Final Four. In the West, Wisconsin to play Arizona. And unfortunately, Wisconsin's going to run into all the if the seeds hold, they're going to run into the same teams that they played last year. In our sheet of integrity, I took Wisconsin. In the South, I've got Duke beating Iowa State in the Elite Eight. And then I've got Louisville playing Virginia in the East, with Virginia moving on. And then I have got Kentucky defeating Virginia in the national championship.
Yeah, and you know what, Doug, it could be states doing things. You know, you could have Kentucky and Louisville, you know, in the finals. If that's a possibility. And, you know, could you imagine what that ticket would sell for? I'd like to have two of those and not go to the game. You know, but, yeah, so that's kind of an intriguing thing. What do you think? You know, we were talking about this is, you know, they're SMU, UCLA, Iowa State, and UAB, they're playing in Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville's playing in Seattle. What did you think last night? Did you think it was kind of unfair that Dayton had a home team game?
I think it was overblown. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's unfair.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you get to play a home game, but you know what? It's blown way out of proportion. Dayton, nobody else is hosting the first four. What are the odds that Dayton gets there? I mean, yeah, the committee said Dayton was one of the last four teams in. You can't just shaft another team and make them play on a Tuesday or Wednesday just because the game is in Dayton. I mean, what are the odds in the future of Dayton playing in? It's not like they're going to play in that every single year.
Right. And, you know, I mean, and I'm like you. I think in the state, it's a difference of, you know, in the state. I mean, you get an advantage if you get to play in your own state. You know, and Villanova's playing in Pittsburgh, and Kentucky's playing in Louisville. You know, so there's some advantages there some of the teams might have that are the home team and et cetera, or at least in the home state. But, hey, look, hey, you should better take Northeastern. They just got up 3-0 on Notre Dame. Nice 3-0.
Well, as we've said in the past, there's never been a shutout in the NCAA tournament. and Notre Dame has now went 1:15 and has not scored. So Northeastern with a chance, and that's just it. You know, Notre Dame, if they got upset here, that pretty much wreck everything before we even got to 1:30 this afternoon for me.
What a good story.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Danny Show. We are live at Cunningham's when we come back. The basketball tournament is underway, and we'll catch up with Bob Lutz of the Wichita Eagle to talk a little bit more about the Omaha Regional and the Shockers and the Jayhawks. Stay with us.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Catch all the basketball action at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill. It's basketball madness at its best right now, Jersey style. Come in, catch the games live from every angle with TVs everywhere. Grab lunch and dinner with a cold beer or order your favorite appetizer or wings. It's the next best thing to being courtside, so call your buddies and meet them at Jersey's, where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney. J-E-R-S-E-Y-S, go!
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
One play can change momentum in a game.
Field goal attempt for the corner with 1.6 seconds to play. Now he launches up a shot at the buzzer.
And one deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance.
He hits it! A three-point field goal with the state championship.
That's why you should see Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your Farm Bureau agents. They can bundle your car and home together into a single policy. So, if life sends a blitz in the form of a storm or fire...
Kidding me.
You'll pay just one deductible for everything that's covered. Talk to Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers today and see how simple it can be. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliates, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness around the area as well today with a high up in the low 60s. Winds will stay out of the west-southwest, about 5 to 10. Tonight, with mainly clear skies developing, we'll head down to 31. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 41.
Back and Daddy Show rolling along here at Cunningham's watching NCAA tournament basketball. Hope you can come down and join us, maybe take that extra lunch, or just hopefully you put in a full day's worth of work this morning and you can watch as much as you want today. Come on down, enjoy lunch, and watch basketball with us here at the Duck and Daddy Show. Our Midtown Mart of Hastings cooler question asked yesterday, we asked you if you liked Ndamukong Suh signing with the Miami Dolphins. Well, there are a few Dolphin fans around here, and of course, you got to go get your money. So 70% on board with that. Today, we ask you, which Missouri Valley Conference men's basketball team will go the furthest in the NCAA tournament? Northern Iowa, they're a 5 seed, or Wichita State, they're a 7 seed. Jimmy, what do you got?
Wichita State.
Well, I think they have a tougher second round matchup. I'll go with that. I'm not sure Northern Iowa gets out of today. I'd probably lean towards Northern Iowa, but vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com on our Midtown Mart cooler question, and maybe the man that can give us some insight on that from the Wichita Eagle, Bob Lutz, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Bob, good morning. Thanks for the time. How are you?
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, what do you think? Wichita State or Northern Iowa's got a better chance to go deep in this tournament?
Well, that's interesting. Northern Iowa goes up against Wyoming, which is playing very well. Two really defensive-minded teams.
It looks like we lost Bob there on his cell phone. Let's see if we can connect with him as he's traveling up to Omaha for the NCAA tournament. So that happens from time to time. It'll be interesting, Jimmy, to see how Wichita State last year the way things broke down. And again, let's face it, if Wichita State is almost as good as last year and makes another run, they still got to play Kentucky again, most likely. They're also in that same bracket after the horrible seeding that they got last year.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Like you said, the Missouri Valley just has had the only success they've ever had in the tournament, really, was with Wichita State. And this, I'm talking about lately. You know, I mean, Indiana State, Larry Bird played, et cetera. But it's in, lately, in the last 5 or 6 years, it was only when Wichita State had their nice, big, long run where they got into the finals. Because, for the most part, they haven't done well, and that's why they don't take many teams out of that league.
Well, Bob is back with us. Bob, sorry about the lost connection there, but as you were saying about Wichita State and Northern Iowa.
Yeah, I don't know how much I got on there before I lost my connection, but I'd say Wichita State drew a fairly well, considering they're a 7 seed. Indiana has struggled down the stretch some, and I don't think this is the same Kansas team that we're used to seeing in the NCAA tournament.
What is particularly different about the Wichita State team that just got a bad break last year in the tournament and the one that's going to be coming to Omaha?
Clay Anthony Early is a huge difference. He was such an outstanding offensive player. You saw that against Louisville in the Final Four 2 years ago. You saw it against Kentucky. They don't have that guy who can do the kinds of things Clay Anthony can. Of course, Ron Baker's an outstanding scorer as well, but they've missed Clay Anthony Early this year. They're not as good an offensive team as they have been, but they're still a very good defensive team.
They're very balanced, too. I guess that would be one thing I noticed about the Shockers. They're more balanced. Is that because the talent level? I mean, obviously you got an All-American like Clay Anthony Earl was, but was that necessity, or did you have some guys kind of step up into their roles this year?
Well, Ron Baker and Fred VanVleet are two of the best players in the country. They've been just outstanding during their entire careers. Both are playing in their third NCAA tournament as juniors. Then you've got Takeo Cotton, who's playing in his fourth NCAA tournament. So you've got veteran leadership on this team. Not a really deep team, but with Baker, VanVleet, and Cotton, that's as good a backcourt probably as there is in the country, and that's what the Shockers are going to try to ride.
Yeah, I agree with you. The experience, I think, is a key in this tournament. I mean, it seems like it always plays out. Which league, when you're looking at this, what league is overrated? I mean, what group? Is it the Big 12? Is it the Big 10? Is it the Southeastern Conference without Kentucky? Do you see a group that you're thinking, hey, I just don't think this group's as good as their seeding was for this tournament?
Well, you've got Wisconsin in the Big 10, and I think they're a good bet to go really far, but other than that, in the Big Ten, I'm not sure what you have. Michigan State's playing well. But I think the Big Ten will struggle to make waves in this tournament. And I'm not sure about the Big 12. Kansas is a 2 seed. I don't see a 2 seed when I look at Kansas. They won another Big 12 championship. Give them a ton of credit. Bill Self's one of the best coaches in the country. But I just don't know that the Big 12, and they have some high-seeded teams, Oklahoma, Baylor, both 3 seeds. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the Big 12 can live up to their seeding.
And Bob Lutz is with us from the Wichita Eagle, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And Kansas kind of has some uncertainty with, as Coach Self said, we can't bank on Cliff Alexander being allowed to play. And leading scorer Perry Ellis has missed some games with a knee injury. They haven't been able to put the – you want to be fluid at this time of the season, and Kansas obviously hasn't been able to go with the lineup that they wanted.
Yeah, and Kansas has been very inconsistent. A lot of their players have been inconsistent. If Oubre and Seldon and Brandon Green and Frank Mason are all playing their best games, this is a team that could get to the Final Four. But that's a big if, because that has not happened consistently all season. Perry Ellis was playing very consistent basketball. Then he went down with a knee injury, and he was not the same guy in a couple of games in the Big 12 tournament. It will be very interesting to see how he looks tomorrow afternoon against New Mexico State.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the Illinois State game, the 65-62 loss. That kind of was the one that surprised me a little bit. But other than that, I thought Wichita State had a tremendous year. Just talk a little bit about what happened in that game.
Well, Illinois State's a really talented team. They've got a lot of good athletes. They can shoot. They can defend. Next year, I think you're going to hear quite a bit out of Illinois State. I think they'll contend with Wichita State in the Valley. So while that was an upset, it wasn't a shocking one for anybody who's seen Illinois State play this year. They're kind of coming into their own, as a lot of young teams do late in the season. And again, like I said, I think they'll be a team to watch in 2015-16.
Talking with Bob Lutz here, Wichita Eagle, on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Back to Kansas, because you touched on Indiana a little bit. It'll be interesting to see how they rally around Coach Crean and his players. But New Mexico State, as a 15 seed, and we know from tournament history, Kansas doesn't exactly go out and blow people out in the first round. New Mexico State, WAC champion, they've done some good things. In fact, they win a lot of their games in the conference. They're averaging by 14 points or more. Could New Mexico State hang around, or is it just a bad matchup for them?
I'd be surprised. You know, when you say WAC champion, about 3 years ago, that meant a lot more than it does now. That conference has really changed. It's not nearly what it used to be. I saw New Mexico State early this season play against Wichita State. Wichita State handled them with ease. I suppose anything can happen. I expect Kansas to win that game fairly handily, and I think we'll see what a lot of people want to see, and that's Wichita State-Kansas on Sunday.
And, Bob, talk about that. I mean, Nebraska-Creighton can't live up to what this would – I mean, that's the only reference that we could possibly have. How will that play out in the state if that's the game on Sunday?
Well, it'll be huge. It'll be especially huge in Wichita, where – Shocker fans have wanted to gauge themselves against Kansas for a lot of years. I don't know how much it resonates in Lawrence or the Kansas City area, but it would be a big deal in Wichita, and it would be the first time that these two teams had met in the NCAA tournament since 1981, and the Shockers prevailed in that one by a point, so they'd have a chance to go to 2-0 against Kansas in the NCAA tournament.
Bob, is Greg Marshall being sought after? Is he comfortable there at Wichita State for now?
Well, I mean, he's always going to be sought after, but he's making a ton of money in Wichita. He's happy. He rules the roost at Wichita State. I used to think, well, you can get a better job than this. I'm not so sure now. I think he makes a great salary, and Wichita State's gotten him and vice versa to the NCAA tournament now 4 years in a row. Final Four, 35-0 run. This year they're 28-4. It's hard to know where the – I'm not saying there aren't better jobs, but there aren't that many in terms of what Greg Marshall would be looking for.
And, Bob, we've been talking all about Omaha and Kansas and Wichita State here. Obviously, I'm sure you got some thoughts on the tournament as a whole. Wichita State, Kansas, whoever gets out of that, still going to be in Kentucky's bracket. Are you on the Kentucky or the field type of things? And who do you kind of like in the Final Four this year?
Well, it'd be silly to pick against Kentucky. However, there are 67 other teams, and I guess now 65 other teams that have a shot in this thing. So I think Kentucky will win the tournament, but I think there are teams out there that could give them a battle, and we'll just have to wait and see.
All righty, Bob. We'll see you in Omaha, and we hope we got some good basketball with the six games of Friday and Sunday. We appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Take care. From the Wichita Eagle, Bob Lutz. Check out online for the Wichita Eagle and some great basketball coverage, among other things, going on. And it will be interesting if Wichita State plays Kansas on Sunday. Ticket value down there in Omaha.
Yeah, it'd be a nice ticket to have. There's no doubt. And Doug, I don't have their Wichita State schedule. I think they lost to Utah in the field also, but they did beat. You know, they had success in their own conference. And I mean, this team has made a huge run. Can you imagine Wichita State? How many games they've won in the last 3 years? And hey, lost to Creighton twice during that stretch. You know, that last three-year area, they lost to Creighton two times. And I know they haven't lost 10 games in 3 years. So you look at the tournament field, there's lots of teams in the field that have lost over 10 games. 12 and 13 games. Wichita State doesn't lose very much.
No, they sure don't, and you won't lose if you stop by our Midway Auto Dealership on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway is clearing out their 2014 inventory. You can save a ton of money, especially on Cadillacs right now. Get a brand-new Cadillac for the same price as a gently pre-owned one with over 150 pre-owned vehicles in stock. Midway is sure to have the vehicle you're looking for at any price range. Check out the full inventory online, thinkmidway.com, or stop by Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We'll be back with more from Cunningham's. The NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament has officially tipped off. We invite you to come on down and join us for lunch or just to watch hoops, kick back, and enjoy a great day. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Life doesn't stop when you've got a big event like graduation. It just makes you busier. Copycat Printing in Kearney understands. Their talented design staff will create a unique, one-of-a-kind invite just for you. They'll design it, create it, and deliver your invitations. So relax. Copycat Printing in Kearney will make your invitation a priority, so you don't have to. Visit KearneyCopycat.com and like Copycat Printing on Facebook for great printing discounts.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Notre Dame leading Northeastern 13-11 midway through the first half in the first NCAA tournament game. And Iowa State hits a three to start the game. They're up 3-0 over Alabama Birmingham. There's also, as we're here at Cunningham's, come on down and enjoy it. There's great television action everywhere. And you don't have to just watch basketball, Jimmy. I know the wrestling fans are out there. St. Louis, the Division I National Championships getting underway today. I know we've got a couple of kids that are competing in Austin Wilson for the Huskers from Hastings. You've got Dante Rodriguez for Iowa State. He's taking on a kid from Lehigh in the first round from Kearney High. So Those are just a couple of the many. Obviously, Robert Kokish, James Green, the two from Nebraska that have the best chance to make some noise today. Penn State, the four-time champion, looks like their run will come to an end. Iowa, Ohio State, Missouri expected to be battling for the title. Cornell, Minnesota, Oklahoma State right there behind them. Nebraska football team back on the practice field yesterday. Tommy Armstrong sat out with back spasms, and Riker Fife took the majority of the snaps with the first team. Should we read anything into it, even though the coaches said don't read anything into it?
Don't read anything into that.
Nothing at all?
Nothing.
Okay. There was actually a little skirmish, a couple of them yesterday during practice. Thoughts on that?
Who's in charge here? You know what I mean? I mean, that's kind of what I got is the players, they've got a new coach. They've got a new situation. They've got a defensive coordinator. They've got an offensive coordinator. Right now, somebody's going to have to step up and say, hold it, we're not going to act like this. Or maybe they're encouraging that way to act. Maybe that's something that they want. They want them to get feisty and get after each other. But I've refereed scrimmages. I've refereed one with UNK. And Claire Borff did an excellent job because the offense and the defense one time started fighting during the scrimmage. And this was it was their number one. It was their game a week before the season started. And Claire Borff stuck in there, whoa, we're not going to do that. And he looked right at me and said, you start throwing kids out of this game. If they do that again, I want him ejected and get him out of here. He stood up and said, hey, we're not going to act like this. We're all on the same team. That shouldn't happen in practice, and it shouldn't happen with new coaches.
Well, it sounded like Riker Fife, the hands-off policy, kind of got shoved down from behind in one of the drills, and there was a little yapping back and forth. You know, don't hit my quarterback, zip it. And then the lineman got into it a little bit later on, and Coach Riley had to say, all right, that's enough. Stepped in, but you know
what, if he stepped
in and Coach Kavanaugh says, you know what, that's not Coach Riley's demeanor, that's not what he wants to see. I mean, we all get the fire and all that, but it's just one of those things. Since the media gets to watch practice now, they had something to report on.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe that's, you know, and don't think that stuff doesn't go on as long as somebody's stepping in. I didn't know that, Doug. I didn't know anybody stepped in and got it stopped. But yeah, somebody's got to step in and get that stopped. That's all you can do, because they are going. When you play a game like football, somebody's going to get, you know, pissed off.
You know, coaches are no different where they go.
What's that now?
Coaches just I'm Carl Pelini. Officially, it came out yesterday because the first spring practice at Youngstown State was on St. Patrick's Day on Tuesday. Well, there's Carl Pelini. So Carl Pelini is going to be coach of the defensive line. Beautiful Bo Pelini answer, had it on the sports last night and this morning during his first press conference. And if you watched any of them in Lincoln, you know he's just standing there on the field and there's reporters around him. Well, instead of like 40, there was like 5 at Youngstown State after the first practice. And one of them said, hey, can you tell us a little bit about bringing Carl on, you know? And his response was 2 seconds. I think it's a good hire for this, good addition to the staff. That was it, and nobody followed up.
Good. I think it's a good addition to the staff. Good answer.
There you go. Crazy. Hey, All-Pro Sean Alexander is going to be in Kearney, former Alabama running back and Pro Bowl selection with the Seattle Seahawks for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes annual Legacy Banquet coming up on Sunday, March the 29th, and that'll be a great – and then in Grand Island next month, Tim Tebow is coming in. Hope if he signs with the Eagles, he's still coming.
Yeah, I wonder if that will happen. You know, he'll be here. He'll show.
Big game for Taylor Fish yesterday.
Yes, you
three for three for the Huskers. He gets a chance. Obviously, he's still going to be the backup catcher, but Nebraska had just 8 hits against Indiana State, and he was 3 for 3.
Yeah, and I think they won 3-2, wasn't it? I think it was the 3-2 final. Somebody had a 2-run homer, and that was the big blow. But, yeah, Taylor did his job, and he really has. He stepped up. He's had a nice career there.
Austin Darby had the 2-run home run. Josh Rader picked up his 7th save of the season. He got a save in both games of the series. And the Big Ten baseball season will open tomorrow against Michigan. We had hoped to talk to Dan Hoppen, but his schedule changed this morning. And so we will not be able to chat with Dan about that. But Michigan comes in, and as we talked with Michigan coach Eric Backich earlier in the week, what a start they have. 3 of the top. They're projected 5th. And with Indiana, Maryland, and Nebraska, those are their first 3 series.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, I was just going to tell you right now that Northeastern has taken the lead, actually, against Notre Dame. They are up 22 to 20, with about 5 minutes to go in the first half. Would that be a shock?
Some other basketball news, NAIA All-Americans. We told you yesterday Bailey Morris was the Women's Player of the Year out of Concordia. Jamie Van Kirk has been selected from Hastings, a first-team All-American, and Michaela Berry, honorable mention. And on the men's side, Tobin Reinwald, named a second-team All-American. We're going to take another break here from Cunningham's on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Thursday. And don't forget, plenty of basketball action going on today. The women's tournament starts tomorrow. NIT is continuing. And Comedy Night tonight featuring Don Reese shows at 7:30 and 10:30. And we'll be back with more after this.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
A big Buffalo County Fair welcome to Alabama.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man.
Coming to the Buffalo County Fair on July 24th, the legendary Alabama.
Dixieland delight. Oh, play me some.
Alabama's 40-year career has produced 43 number one singles, including 21 number one hits in a row.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh,
Alabama's music continues to reach country fans of all generations.
I'm guilty of love in the first degree. Song, song of the South.
Get tickets starting March 20th on etix.com. Don't miss Alabama Friday, July 24th at the Buffalo County Fair.
Go on a Jurassic Quest, the largest and most realistic dinosaur event in North America. Experience the sights and sounds of living, breathing, even walking dinosaurs. Be awestruck by over 50 life-size dinosaurs. Witness the massive, ferocious animatronic T-Rex ready to attack. See the colossal 18-foot Triceratops and the 40-foot Apatosaurus. Walk among Velociraptors, Spinosaurus, Stegosaurus, Allosaurus, and many more. It's educational, fun, and hands-on. So realistic, it'll inspire, amaze, and captivate the entire family. Many activities for kids of all ages, like dinosaur rides, face painting, crafts, bungee pull, inflatables, and more. Ride a 15-foot T-Rex. Enter towering dinosaur inflatables. Uncover gigantic T-Rex and Triceratops fossils. But be careful. There are roaring dinosaurs walking around for the first time ever at Pinnacle Bank Expo Center, Fauner Park, Grand Island, this Friday through Sunday. Get ticket info at JurassicQuest.com.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug and Jim Langan with you on this Thursday. We're getting ready to have a little lunch here at Cunningham's and continue to watch college basketball. Brent fires off to the Dent Popper inbox, says, since everyone is picking Kentucky to win, the first 2 days of the tournament will determine the winner if they win it. And he's talking about if Kentucky wins at all, these are the games that will kind of determine the closeness, because obviously if you pick the champion, that's worth the most points. He goes, the teams who pick somebody else have to wait on to the Final Four, and then says, thanks for the great job at Cunningham's. He's been a winner in the past, been able to enjoy the gift card here. We'll see if Brent brings home another top 30 finish in the Doug and Daddy Bud Light Bracket Challenge. So that's all going on right here. Of course, we have a couple of games that are going on right now. Northeastern and Notre Dame tied at 22 with 4:40 to go. Iowa State out to a 12-4 lead over Alabama Birmingham with 13.5 to go in the first half. The next game, the tip, will not get going here for a little less than an hour. Baylor and Georgia State will go at 12:40. And again, maybe you're just kind of wondering who plays when and what. We got Texas Southern and Arizona this afternoon. Butler and Texas, SMU, UCLA, a 2:10 game. Xavier and Mississippi play this afternoon. There's just two Big Ten teams that play today. Ohio State plays Virginia Commonwealth at 3:40. Purdue and Cincinnati tonight. Five more tomorrow. Michigan State, Georgia will go early at 11:40. You got Maryland and Valpo at 3:40. Iowa and Davidson tomorrow night at 6:20. And then the games in Omaha with Big Ten teams. Indiana, Wichita State at 1:45. Wisconsin, Coastal Carolina at 8:20. Also, we've got the opening day of the spring sports season. Some preseason rankings are out in baseball. Grand Island, who had a great run to end the season last year, preseason number 10 in the Omaha World Herald. And in soccer, we go to the Lincoln Journal Star, where in boys, Class A, Creighton Prep is number one, Grand Island third, Kearney ninth. In B, Columbus SCOTUS is number one, Hastings ninth, Lexington 10th. For the girls in Class A, Omaha Marion number one, Kearney 7th, and Kearney will open at number 2, Millard North, today for the girls. In Class B, Gretna is number 1. Hastings sets in 4th, and a lot of the soccer going on today. Kearney girls, as we said, at Millard North. Grand Island will host Lincoln East. The East boys are in the top 10, so there's a top 10 matchup there. Hastings will be at Holdridge. Kearney Catholic is at York. Central Catholic is at Lakeview. The Lexington boys will be at Omaha Benson. And the UNK women's soccer team will have the first of 6 spring exhibition games hosting York at 5 o'clock. Plus, there is a Loper lunch going on today at noon at UNK. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network to talk about day one of the tournament and talk about the 5 Big Ten teams that will be playing tomorrow. We'll also be joined by Jim Holton of the Tri-City Storm. The Storm, who are in the playoffs, but not officially, Jimmy. They can officially get in the playoffs this weekend and play with the lead in the Western Division for the first time in over a decade when they take the ice against Des Moines Friday and Saturday.
Doug, you know what's the format on that tournament? I mean, do they play at home a couple games in a row, or does it go one game, one game, one game, or do you know for sure how
that works?
It's
usually a 2-2-1.
2-2-1,
it just depends on distance, too.
Sure, okay.
But, the best of 5 and all the way through, and Storm haven't had a lot of success just even getting to the playoffs, and the playoff format has changed so much over the years. We'll definitely be delving into that once we get closer to what we've got going on. Jimmy, any upsets that you've got brewed for today?
Northeastern over Notre Dame, it looks like now.
On.
Is it too late?
Come
is it too late to call that one?
Come on.
Hey. No, I'll tell you what. You know, they talk about the 12s and the 5s. And, Doug, hey, you know, here's something that's kind of funny. In the last couple of years, Doug, I mean, this cost a lot of money to do. But if you bet 2-team parlays with the 12, 13, 14, and 15 seeds, and you just bet 2-teamers and take money line only and bet a 2-team parlay, it's been making money the last 5 years. So there are so many upsets in 12, 13, 14. And with 15 wins just one game, I mean, the 15, they are such a value play. You know, they're like a plus 360 or a 380 that the money at betting 10 to win 38 with your parlays makes you some money. So the tournament is set up that the 12, 13, 14, 50s are not that much different than the 2, 3, 4s, and 5s. It absolutely amazes me.
Well, coming up next, Mike Will, we'll have a sports update, and then we will be joining the NCAA basketball tournament wall-to-wall coverage all weekend long. We will be back here at Cunningham's tomorrow for the Doug and Daddy Show. But remember, we've got you signed up, hopefully a ton of entries for the Doug and Daddy Bud Light Bracket Challenge. The grand prize, a 49-inch LG LED television from the great folks at Russell's Appliance and Electronics. We've got the best prizes of any sports talk show in Nebraska, and we are proud to say our listeners are big-time winners as well. Then we'll have gift cards from Cunningham's ranging all the way from $15 up to $100 in gift cards. Other prizes as well. And don't forget, they're open tomorrow morning again at 10 a.m. They're open all day. They're here for you Sunday, ready to roll when game one is going as well. And it's going to be into the 70s for at least one day. The TVs will be on in the courtyard. So enjoy the basketball. And don't forget, comedy night tonight, 2 shows with Don Reese. He's your headliner at 7:30 and at 10:30. And Jimmy, anything else before we wrap it up? I'm going to go to Omaha, and I'm going to cover the basketball tomorrow and Sunday, and I think Monday should be kind of a fun day.
All right. So what time are you leaving, Doug, tomorrow?
It's none of your business.
All right.
It's none of your business.
Hey, Doug, I'm going to Vegas at 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
Man.
Come on. Now, I'll miss the show Monday, just so you know.
Yeah,
I won't be back until late, but yeah.
Well, make sure you go see our buddy Mike Perenio. I know there's a lot of folks going out there at some point, whether it's this weekend, next week, or the Final Four for the NCAA tournament. Stop by and see Mike at the Mandalay Bay. Well, good luck, my friend.
Yeah, and I just hope I can find the sports book there. You know what I mean? So I'm going to have to ask a lot of questions. Hey, when my body goes, it's just bing, right straight there. Like, whoa, here we go.
Come down and join the great gang all weekend long, unless you're going to Vegas with Jimmy. Here at Cunningham's, enjoy all of the basketball that'll be on. Don't forget the Nebraska women do play Syracuse tomorrow night, 6:30 ESPN2, so that'll be on as well. Or if you're watching and you know, let's be honest, maybe nobody wants to watch that. You got to get the earpiece in your ear to listen to it. It's on 1230 KHAS. The Storm will be on the Breeze 94.5, and the men's tournament will be right here on ESPN Radio. I want to thank Bob Lutz of the Wichita Eagle for joining us today, talking about the regional in Omaha, specifically the Shockers and the Jayhawks. Tomorrow we'll be talking with Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network, Jim Holton of the Tri-City Storm, and there'll be some other news that will be of interest to our listeners tomorrow at this time as well. So a lot of things going on, and we'll be bringing that to you. So keep it here on ESPN Radio. Jimmy, anything else?
Yeah, Doug, I apologize. This is a really bad idea to have me down here during the NCAA tournament and co-hosting, because I am watching TVs up the yin yang, and you're asking me questions, and I've
already got this figured out. Tomorrow, Randy will be on that side of the table, and you will be on this side of the table.
Good idea.
First time I've had a sixth grader co-host with.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.
There you go.
Show.
That's about how I felt.
You're
the
man, Jimmy.
But I fessed up.
You the man, buddy.
All right.
Hey, folks, thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. The NCAA basketball tournament is next.